Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Les Levine is also here. I'm Andy Baskin. And there's Doug. How are you, Doug?
Hey, Doug.
I'm doing okay. It's a little steamy down here tonight. And hopefully we're wearing the white jerseys because those dark ones absorb the heat a lot more.
Is it hot? Any rain? We always seems like we get rain when we go to Tampa, too.
We usually get the rain at night. And there's usually, you know, I think we've been down here probably two or three times in the last 8 years, and there's been a couple rain delays because of the lightning.
Does
the white shirt versus the dark shirt make that much difference heat-wise?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, that dark just seems to absorb the heat, and it seems like you're, a lot hotter. I know, and the thing is, you know, with the offensive linemen, they all get their jerseys kind of custom-tailored, so they're real tight so you can't grab them. So that even makes it hotter.
Deke, your thoughts on tonight's game? It sounds like we're going to see the starters for a little bit tonight. You think traditional dress rehearsal or no?
We're not going to see as much of the starters, I think, as we initially thought. Obviously, we won't see Odell. We won't see Chubb. Baker, you know, has, you know, begged to play a lot. And as he said, he went to Freddie to say, you know, I want to play. And he said, I ended up listening more than I did talking. So I think, you know, one of the things, you know, there's a couple injuries. Well, Cam Newton got dinged up last night. And I think all of a sudden, you know, you sit there and you say, well, maybe we won't play him as long.
Would you? If you were the head coach, Deke, would you play him tonight?
I'd play him for a series or two. But, I mean, you know, if Freddie is, you know, afraid that, you know, after seeing what happened last night with the guys getting hurt, and he thinks that, you know, Baker's ready, then you go with it. But, Baker likes to compete, and, you know, he wants to be out there. But by the same token, you know, the receivers he's going to be working with aren't going to be the receivers he's probably playing with in week one.
Fill me in on this and remind me. When you played, you started with six exhibition games and then four. Did they rest people, or didn't everybody play most of the time?
Yeah, you played the starters. We played about three quarters because, you know, you didn't have the off-season program. So when you kind of came to training camp, you came to training camp to get into shape because you had off-season jobs. But, you know, with that said, you know, you also had two-a-days for, you know, probably a good part of a month.
Deke, is there
a different world?
Is there a solution for preseason? Like, if they could do this the perfect way, and you could create the perfect way for what we see before the regular season starts, what would it be?
You know, I heard somebody say the other day about, you know, having one home game, one away game, and then go to a neutral site, because, you know, the NFL is always trying to establish their brand in different areas. And when I first started, before they made your preseason tickets part of your season ticket package, and, you know, you didn't get a lot of large crowds. And one of the reasons that they used to have the doubleheader down at the stadium, you would play in, you know, different places. Like, we played the Atlanta Falcons in Knoxville. We played the Baltimore Colts in Lincoln, Nebraska. We played the Falcons again in Stillwater, Oklahoma. We played the Bears in South Bend, Indiana, which is also where they shot some of the B-roll for Brian's song. We played the New York Giants out in the state of Washington before they got a football team to kind of promote the NFL out there. So, I mean, there's other ways to get around it. It's, you know, anymore, the preseason games aren't really preseason games. They're just preseason evaluations.
Deke, did you make the movie in Brian's song?
Didn't make it, but I was walking out of the tunnel, and I thought I saw Gale Sayers in front of me, and I thought, geez, I thought he retired. Then I saw Brian Piccolo, and I thought, geez, I thought he was dead. So it was kind of a interesting afternoon in South Bend.
I think you're making that up. I don't remember it being done in South Bend.
You look, there's some – no, there's just – B-roll of the game.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's just game footage. Yeah, okay.
The B-roll of the game, but you had to have Billy Dee Williams and James Caan, you know, standing on the sidelines, so that's right. what they used.
Wow, that's
I wouldn't make anything up on you, Les.
No, no, we were talking the other day about Leroy Kelly being used in Fortune Cookie.
That I don't remember, yeah. but I do remember there was a lot of cameras there at that game.
Interesting. All right, so tonight, when you look at some of the battles that, you know, guys are really fighting for either being a starter or not a starter, what are you looking at?
Well, I think, you know, one of them is the tight end position. Njoku's not going to play again, but you want to see who that third tight end is going to be. Obviously, the wide receiver, you know, Montgomery getting hurt kind of takes him out of the picture. But, you know, they've got a couple others who are going to be fighting for that either fifth or sixth receiver position, depending on who they carry. And they still haven't decided on the right guard. You know, Eric Kush seems to be, you know, ahead of the pack, but Drew Forbes is, you know, really in the last week or two has really, you know, started to catch the eye of the coaches. So I think we'll see a lot of those guys. Other than that, you know, I guess the third running back, you know, we'll probably see D'Ernest Johnson and Trevrone Gray, who, you know, is a big back. And I mean, he's powerful, but he just runs so upright, he takes a beating. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of, you know, they probably know 40 guys that are going to make the team. There's probably, you know, 13 guys that are, you know, these last two games are important for.
Braxton Miller just showed up a couple of days ago. Any chance to see him in action tonight, just get him the ball somehow?
They might, you know, design a couple plays just to see. I mean, because you're running out of time, and, you know, that's one of the things. And, you know, it's... you know, I think, you know, the third tackle, I mean, you know, we don't know, you know, who's going to be behind Robinson and Hubbard, you know, be it Lamb, be it Brad Seaton. There's, you know, that's a pretty important thing because, you know, one of those guys goes down, then it gets a little tricky in there.
Hey, Deke, just going back to Braxton Miller, any thoughts on him as a kick returner?
They might try him at that. I mean, because, you know, you know, although she had that big return, you know, I don't see him, you know, making the roster. You know, he's just a kick returner. And, you know, they're looking for, you know, with Callaway, you know, being suspended for the first four games, you know, you're looking for somebody to fill that spot.
All right, Deke, who's the most at this point? I thought you made an interesting point that 40 of them are already pretty much known, but the 13 still have to be judged here. Who do you think? Name two or three guys that are on the bubble in that case.
Well, I think Seth DeValve would be one. You know, he's been out for a couple games with you know, concussion. So, you know, then another guy with a concussion that, you know, has unfortunately missed a lot of valuable time is Kyle Kalis, and you know, they would, you know, Kyle was doing pretty good, but, you know, he hasn't been able to practice for, you know, 2 weeks. So that makes, you know, that situation a little touch and go there. You know, I think, you know, Garrett Gilbert last week showed that, you know, he can run the offense, but, you know, they're happy with David Blau too. So, you know, there's a couple, you know, interesting ones. And then when you get down to the wide receivers, I mean, between Ratley and, Willis. I mean, those guys are kind of, you know, fighting for that last spot.
How many wide receivers do you expect them to keep?
I would say five or six. I mean, you know, it probably would be six only because, you know, you know the uncertainty of, you know, Odell has not really played a lot, and, you know, you hope that he's healthy. And, you know, I think he's, you know, I think they said if it was a game tomorrow, a real game, he would be playing. But, you know, being what it is, he's not going to.
Do you still think Greg Joseph has the lead for kickers, or is it still anybody's game?
I still think it's anybody's game. There was some mention there. I think Freddie said that he kind of wanted to go with the rookies tonight and then the veterans next week.
Ah.
And, you know, I'm always pushing for them just to bring back Phil as a consultant for these kickers because, you know, Mike Prefer is one of the top three special teams coordinators in the NFL. But, you know, the kick in the NFL is a different thing. You can line people up and you can, you know, coach them how to do different things. But you got to be in a kicker's head to understand how a kicker thinks. And I think, you know, just bringing Phil back because, he's such a great guy. But, B, you know, he's a student of the game. And as I always, you know, they always say, do you want to be a professional football player or a professional that plays football? Well, Phil was a professional that played football. And I think, you know, just having him around would be a great asset to those young guys.
Is there some talk of that at this point?
I think that it's probably been mentioned. I don't know, you know, how far it's gone, but I'm sure it's, you know, they're turning over all the stones to try to find a way to, you know, get one of them consistent.
Hey, Deke, we spent a lot of time this morning talking about the value of these preseason games and whether they should be played or not. Can you help me? Why would a joint practice be more valuable than a preseason game? Because it seemed like they were really happy with the stuff that happened with the Colts.
Well, I think because, you know, you're really going pretty much full go for the most part. And you're getting, you know, in the preseason games, you're going ones against ones, twos against twos, threes against threes. Well, in those practices, you know, the twos and the threes get some shots at the ones. And, you know, for all Freddie's practices, for the most part, have been ones against ones. So, you know, it's given some of the second and third team guys a more, I guess, realistic look of what it's like to play in the NFL. Because, you know, when, by the time the twos and threes get in, there's no ones left in the game.
Hey, Deke, you got Freddie Kitchens, and it's I think it's legit to question him. He hasn't been a head coach in the NFL at this point. Do you see him growing into what this job is? Because it's so much more than just coaching technique and all that stuff. There's dealing with the media. There's you name it. There's things that Freddie's never done before. Do you see him kind of building into it?
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, he has really got – team to buy into what his philosophy is, that, you know, we're going to be the toughest football team out there on the field. And, you know, he can do it by, you know, patting you on the back and kicking you in the rear at the same time. You know, as I told him one day, I said, some writer asked me, what do you think of Freddie? I says, well, it's kind of like you mixed Bum Phillips with Bill Parcells. And, you know, that's a compliment both ways, because Bum was a good guy that really communicated well, and Parcells was, you know, a tough guy that, you know, played disciplined football. And, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, Freddie's trying to do. I mean, you know, he wasn't happy with all those penalties last week. So I think, you know, he's getting his message across in his own way. And, you know, I think his communication and the respect he's got from the squad is really, you know, helping him out. Because, you know, when you're a first-year coach that's never really coached in the NFL, to get guys to believe in you, you know, you got to be real with them. And Freddie's real with them.
Deke, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. I look forward to listening to you tonight on the Browns Radio Network right here on 92.3 The Fan. Enjoy the heat, friend.
Thanks,
enjoy
Deke.
The heat. Doug Deacon, nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. A couple things I want to talk about, what we just talked about with Deke, with you at 216-578-0092. And I go back into the playing time tonight. How important is it for the starters to be on the field for what used to be the dress rehearsal, and it doesn't feel like we're going in that direction anymore? 216-578-0092 or on Twitter at CLE Talking Heads.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.